It is Thursday, January 9th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Nancy Pelosi announces a House vote to limit Donald Trump's war powers against Iran. Meanwhile, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Rand Paul joined Democrats to shred Mike Pompeo's official briefing on Trump's assassination of Iran's General Soleimani. And lastly, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tries to delay the disclosure of Donald Trump's Secret Service spending until after the 2020 election.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Wednesday that the House will vote on Thursday on a war powers resolution to limit Donald Trump's military actions against Iran. The announcement comes less than a day after Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi air bases housing U.S. forces in response to the U.S. airstrike that killed top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani last week. Iran's retaliation had created some uncertainty amongst House Democrats earlier Wednesday about the path forward on the resolution. Pelosi's statement came after a classified lawmaker briefing from top administration officials. She also indicated that she could bring up two other bills to limit the president's war powers. One by Representative Barbara Lee, who would repeal the 2002 Iraq War Authorization, and another by Representative Ro Khanna, which would block funding for an unauthorized U.S. war with Iran. Congressional Democrats emerged from a classified briefing presented by Trump administration officials on Wednesday and decried the evidence that was put forth to justify last week's assassination as sophomoric and utterly unconvincing. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy reacted to the briefing by saying the military operation, based on the evidence presented, appears to be nothing more than a strike of choice by the administration. The sharpest criticism came from two of Trump's Senate allies, Republicans Mike Lee and Rand Paul. Lee said after the briefing that it was, quote, the worst briefing I've had on a military issue during his 9 years in the Senate. And later in an interview with CNN, Paul said the briefing was, quote, an insult to the Constitution. Paul and Lee also announced they would support the War Powers Resolution sponsored by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Washington Post reports that the Trump administration is seeking to delay the disclosure of costs of the Secret Service to protect President Trump and his family until after the 2020 election. Wonder why that might be. Democratic lawmakers are pushing for a bill that would require the Secret Service to disclose the cost of protecting the Trump family while they travel within 120 days after it passes. However, in December, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin wrote a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee stating that the information should not be released until December 2020 at the earliest. The department confirmed that Mnuchin was working with the Secret Service director in congressional committees on the issue, but declined to comment on the reporting requirement dispute. This according to the Washington Post. The Daily Beast notes that Donald Trump has taken over 50 trips to Trump-branded properties outside of D.C., this after pledging he would travel less than his predecessor, Barack Obama. He couldn't have lied about that, could he? And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg tells CNN that she no longer has cancer. This following a flurry of recent health scares. Said Ginsburg, I'm cancer-free. That's good. And I, Sam Cedar, concur. Planet heating pollution from U.S. oil, gas, and petrochemical industries could rise about 30% by 2025 compared with 2018 because of additional drilling and 157 new or expanded projects fueled by the fracking boom. This according to U.S.-based Environmental Integrity Group. A new research poll found that the majority of people around the world do not have confidence that Trump will do the right thing in global affairs. The feeling is particularly strong in Western Europe, where under 25% of people in Spain, France, and Germany say they have confidence in Trump. The number is lowest in Mexico, where only 8% of people have confidence in Mr. Trump to do the right thing in world affairs. And lastly, NBA star Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks has partnered with RIP Medical Debt to relieve more than $1 million in past due medical debts for 570 people in Atlanta who can't afford to pay them. The average amount abolished was $1,858.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.